Welcome to the Mind to Muscle podcast, where we focus on exercising our minds and our muscles. I'm your host and sweaty mama, Jennifer Loganville, and my goal is to empower you to live each and every day stronger than yesterday. Being the strongest in the room isn't only about your physical fitness, but your confidence and mindset. Here, I'm your biggest cheerleader as we learn how important it is to put your mind to muscle even before picking up the weight. Otherwise, what are you doing? Grab your water and get set up. We're starting in 3, 2, 1, let's go. Welcome back. I am giving you another bestie ride. We're riding together and we're talking. So here we go. What I'm going to talk about is shared with me by a sweaty sister, and I asked her if I could share this without giving too many details and names, just for examples for today's podcast. And she totally agreed. So I don't want you thinking that I'm just talking about somebody else's story that they told me in secrecy. She allowed me to talk about this today. So here we go. This past week, I've had a lot of similar messages from my members, and I think it's really cool and interesting how I always seem to have a topic. There's thousands of people in my group, over 6,000, and some are in the Facebook group, some are not, and that's okay, but I communicate with majority of them. And the topic for the last week has been two things sort of semi-circled together, and here they are. So number one topic I feel like really heavy and really passionate to talk about because I have a lot of experience in this field of just my own personal experience is putting boundaries around relationships and friendships without feeling guilty about it or having seasons of change who is in your circle. So let's talk about this. Like one example was someone has had a friend for a very long time. This member of mine is going through a significant life change. And her friend from for life, really, childhood friends, at least 10 plus years, is struggling with this new life change that she's going through. And so just right now you're thinking, oh my gosh, JGFG and Jen is more than just my personal trainer. I really am. I am your life coach. I am your personal trainer. I'm your nutritionist. I am your bestie. The secrets that I get, I feel so honored to be able to first be trusted on that level by my members and two, by my members feeling comfortable enough to come to me with this stuff. It's really, I feel honored. And I'm no expert, but here's what I would do. And in a situation where her lifelong bestie is having a hard time with her life change, she's like, she's becoming mean to me. She's really spiteful. She is like bringing up all of this, these old fights that we've had and all of this stuff. So here's my thought immediately as soon as I heard this was she is being forced to be uncomfortable by your life changes because it is changing her life as well. And now she does not know what to do because your life changes. And it's really a hard situation because you cannot hold yourself in a box or hold yourself back from making life changes because it makes somebody else uncomfortable. So my advice is just do you. And those who love you and are your front row friends will love you through it. They will learn through it with you. They will go through the hard stuff. They will cheer the loudest for you. A front row friend, I talked about it in a podcast when I did the recap. In my opinion, a front row friend is someone who just gets you without even you needing to say anything. They get it. And also, like, be happy for your friends, even if that means you're not winning at something and they are. Be the front row friend to clap the loudest for them. And really, that's what the sweaty sisterhood is. like a whole group of front row best friends. And so I just suggested like setting healthy boundaries, setting in your mind, like write it out on pen to paper. Like, what are you going to allow her to take? And how are you going to allow her to treat you? I'm not saying that you need to get rid of this friend. It needs to be firm boundaries of, you will not talk to me like this. You can either love me through this life change and be here and clap with me, be happy for me because it's an awesome life change that she's going through. Or you cannot, and it's going to really disrupt this friendship. So I'm good with either. You let me know. And her response was like, wow, Jen, how do I do that? Write it down. Write it in a letter. It's my number one tip is writing people letters. I love writing letters to people. I love writing notes. It's just like it's a love of mine. Write her a letter. Write it out in a text if you need to. Sometimes not saying it verbally or over the phone or face to face. You are, by writing it or typing it out, you're allowing to remove that initial reaction and allowing that person to process it without having your emotions behind it in a defensive way. I hope that makes sense. And like, I have like, I could list off 50 more different scenarios of just friends not being supportive, and they thought that they were going to be that lifelong friend. And here's my thing around it all. God gives us people for a season and for a reason. And we don't know immediately how long that person is going to be in our life. We don't know how long their season is. It could be short and sweet, could be short and brutally ended, or it could be for life. And we don't know which people in our life are for which. And that's the amazing part, because we are just supposed to love how we would love to be, love like him. And I choose to love like him, but also I treat and love people the way that I would want to be treated and loved. I'm going to be the best friend for you that I need you to be for me. And if you can't reciprocate that, then I don't really waste my time anymore. I've wasted my time on a lot of friendships, and just not friendships, but like family member friendships too. And if I don't receive the same back, then I put it down. I'm not mean. I'm not disrespectful, but I have very firm boundaries and I will not allow them to be crossed. And you do not get more than one chance with me. And I hate that about myself because I'm a person is like, you get one shot. And if it's done, I will forgive you, but I will never forget. And I have a really hard time moving past that. And I know a lot of members and a lot of my friends are like, girl, I'm the same way. And some of you who are not, you can give people chance after chance after chance. I love that about you. And I wish I could be more like that. Here's the thing. Are you setting firm boundaries or are you being walked all over? That's what you have to decide. And if you feel like you are constantly being friend abused in a sense of being essentially walked all over on friendships and the way they treat you and how they talk to you, etc., it really circles back to how you treat yourself will determine how others treat you. Not always. But the respect and love that you have for yourself is setting the standard. And I've talked about this on many podcasts. The self-respect and love that you have for yourself determines how people love you and treat you and respect you. And what you tolerate will continue. If you do not tolerate people to treat you poorly, then people aren't going to treat you poorly. If you walk around with your chest up, shoulders back, strongest in the room, that is how people are going to treat you. So you have to decide this tone. And maybe you've been very passive your whole life and you've had you're feeling like really beat up and really beat down by whoever it is in your life that's treating you this way. Maybe it's a sibling, a friend, a coworker, a spouse, a parent. Doesn't matter. You have to decide what you're willing to tolerate. And then this ties to my next topic of the week, how they go hand in hand. I'm here to tell you. The next topic has been, I have been in a funk. It's February. It's the beginning of the year. What the heck? How am I already in a funk? It's okay. I think it is a few things. Right now, people are kind of grumpy and they are not being very kind to other people. And not within my group. I don't tolerate it. And they know that. I will immediately remove you the minute something like that happens. No questions asked. You signed a membership agreement. Boom. That is how my group is so safe. I don't tolerate it. And it's because I don't tolerate people to treat me that way. So I will not allow something to happen or people to treat other people a certain way in my group because I won't tolerate them to treat me that way. And see where that standard and that respect goes? Right there. So don't tolerate it. Don't be mean about it. Be respectful. Be matter of fact. Set your standards. You have to. And I have not always been like that. But when I realize that I get to decide who I allow in my life, who my front row best friends are, and how I allow people to treat me and what I'm willing to set that boundary with, literally changed my life. And it changed who I was around. You become the five people you're around the most. So take a look at the five people you're around the most. Are they constantly nagging? Are they constantly, oh, blah, 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 poor me, poor this, I hate this, I don't like this, they're stupid, they're this. If they are that person, and if you can immediately pick one person who is constantly like that, whoever it may be in your immediate circle of five people you're around daily, fix it. And you cannot fix them. You can only fix how you react to them in the situation. And so if it were me, say it's your sister or your brother or your spouse who's always nagging and always just like, oh, grumpy, poor, mean mindset, I would just kill him with kindness and just verbally say, I'm loving life. You cannot bring me down with this. I don't match their energy because that's what people like that want. They want you to match their energy. They want you to be as miserable as them. Then they get mad because you don't. Don't let it affect you. You are in charge of you. So the reason you're likely feeling in a funk is, well, the weather has not been super amazing. We've had some amazing sunshine days, but it's February. We need the sun. We literally need the sun for so many reasons, and we don't have it right now every day. So when we do have it, please go outside. Please go for a walk. Enjoy the sunshine. Get off your phone. Be present in the moment and in the sun and outside, and it will help increase that mood. Second thing is just zone them out, and it's so much easier said than done. Or say, I do not want to hear that negativity. I'm trying to live a happy life. We get one life. We woke up today. God gave us another day, and that's enough to be happy and to be thankful that we are here. I would love it if you could try to feel that instead of being so negative all the time. Maybe that person doesn't even realize how negative they're being until you say something like that. And like I said, write it in a letter, text it out. It doesn't have to be confrontational face to face, but just let them know, like, you know, you constantly have a negative mindset and it's really affecting me. And I would love it if you could, if we could together maybe find some ways and things that make you happy. What do we got to do? Like, my workouts make me happy. So do we need to find a hobby that you love that makes you happy and is for you? 30 minutes to an hour a day, I would love to help you figure that out. So then you can have your cup full. Maybe that's all that person needs, is for you to say something like that. And then now you have a purpose to help them. And they feel like they're being seen, heard, and loved. And maybe that's all they want. Maybe that's why they're grumpy, because they don't feel any of those things. And maybe that's why you don't feel connected, because you don't feel all of those things, because all you see is the negativity. And man, it can happen. It can build. It can separate and divide relationships very quickly. So don't allow it. You decide. You do not fix other people, but you can encourage a positive mindset. You can only control how you react and moving forward from there. And if they don't want to be helped, some people don't. Fine, that's great. I'm not going to listen to it though. And that's all it has to be. You get to decide what you're surrounding with. And if you have horrible coworkers or whatever it is that are always negative, maybe consider removing yourself. If you have employees, I have a lot of business owners. If you have employees that are always in negative mindset, consider removing them. Like, you are the reason. You're the fix. Make it. Change. Stop surrounding yourself with people who bring you down. Because when you remove those people from your life, you may not even see it, but when you remove those people from your life, it is like freeing. And you don't have to completely remove them. You may see them and go on your merry way. And that is fine. Like I said, you never have to treat them mean or disrespectful. I would encourage you to never do that. I have some people in my life who treat me very poorly. And I don't care because I would never want to trade lives with them. I look at them and I'm like, I would never want to trade lives with you. And people are mean to you because they see something so good in you that they don't see in themselves. Bottom line. And it's likely because they are in a very poor mindset space for whatever reasons. Reasons maybe you don't even know why. So don't let it dull your spark. Stop hanging out with candle blower outers. Candle blower outers, I heard this a few years ago and I love it and I talk about it all the time with Addie. Be around people who make your candle shine bright, who will hold your candle in the sky and say, look at this beautiful candle. That's your front row people. People who are candle blower outers are ones who do not want you to shine brighter than them. So they will literally do anything to bring that down, to dull your candle, to not let you shine, to not even let yourself see how beautiful and shining of a candle you are. Stop being around the candle blower outers. And I bet right now you just thought of two people in your life who are a candle blower outer. And those are the two people you need to find firm boundaries with. It's up to you, girl. You make the change and stop letting yourself get in a funk because of their mindset. They don't control you. Do not give them power over you. I heard this the other day and I loved it. Anger is just an emotion that we put ourselves through because someone else's poor behavior. Like, yeah. So I just choose. I can't tell you the last time I've been angry because I don't give anybody that power to make me angry. And I would encourage you to find that mindset. And it is not easy. Go listen to my podcast about the 21 days, the mental resilience podcast. Those podcasts, the two, could really help you. Even if you've listened to them, maybe you're in a different season, you're in a different mindset. Listen to those and that will help you build what I'm talking about. You can do hard things. You are amazing. You have to set standards. And a couple other ways to get out of a funk, maybe a physical like funk, is go buy yourself a pair of tennis shoes, a new pair of workout shoes, a new pair of workout shorts or pants or a new bra or tank top. Go change your routine up in the sense of, I always work out in my basement. I'm going to pick up all my weights and I'm going to go work out in my living room. Or if it's a nice day, I may not lift all my heavy weights, but I'm going to work out outside with my 10s or 15s. Change it up consistently until you feel like, oh, yep, there it is. Decide, what are you putting into your body? Are you fueling it? Are you eating the right things? Are you just putting a lot of processed foods in your body? When I am not eating right or following my macros, I definitely can feel more of a physical funk coming on rather than when I am fueling my body properly with my macros or with whole foods. So challenge yourself to not eat out for a month unless you absolutely have to and see how it changes your life, how it changes your mood, how it changes how you feel overall. Do small things like that. To get through a funk, you need discipline. You're not going to quit. You're not going to stop. You're not going to do whatever it is that you're making irrational decisions, because when you are feeling in a funk, in whatever feelings you're feeling, you have to feel them. You have to acknowledge them. You have to feel them and you have to work through them and release it. And whatever that looks like, you have to see it through. And then I would encourage you to just push. That's when the discipline comes in and you will find your motivation again. I promise you. Always reach out to me. I'm always here in your corner, clapping the loudest for you. I love you guys. You are strong. You are powerful. You are worthy. Have a good day. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Mind to Muscle. If you'd like to tune into future episodes, don't forget to follow me on your preferred listening platform. And if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure and leave a review. I really appreciate those. Don't forget, you are strong, you are powerful, you are worthy, and you can do hard things. I love you guys. Bye.